Chapter 3. Pathway 3. Hypnosis. The third pathway, hypnosis, was most popular in the 19th and early 20th centuries but continues to attract interest today. The focus in this section will be on auto-suggestion, aka self-hypnosis. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis, because it is entered into by choice. Although often referred to as a trance, hypnosis is not a trance but a method of systematically accessing content normally outside of conscious awareness. The purpose of auto-suggestion here is as a tool to explore programs and rewrite those programs through suggestion. Recognizing that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, you can effectively dispense with the need for a hypnotist, especially for working on matters related to personal development. Metaphorically speaking, your mind consists of three portions. The part you are most familiar with is the conscious mind, which is managed by a system within mind that I'll call the outer ego. This portion of your mind is small and is a specialized network of functions that include the neocortex or frontal lobe of the brain. Its functions are characterized primarily by beta wave activity, which is the dominant waking electrical pattern in adolescents and adults. The part of the mind being called the conscious mind can process only about 2,000 bits of input per second. Conscious mind, to use a computer analogy, largely employs serial processing. It processes internal signals sent by the body indicating pain, pleasure, or needs that require conscious attention. It is also constantly scanning and attending to external aspects of the environment that are likely to require some non-habitual response, such as making a judgment about which of several algorithms would provide the most efficient computational solution for a problem on an exam. The conscious mind employs what psychologists call an executive control system, which controls selective attention and employs goals and priorities to help it manage input. It can also call on memory for stored information and skills that might be useful. The conscious mind makes possible the application of logic and analytic thinking to problem solving, decision making, planning, expressive communication through language and deliberate action. Your conscious mind can focus on a problem and process both incoming information and memory to arrive at a solution. For example, the conscious mind would work out the best arrangement for a load of furniture coming into your house or develop a plan to use the material in this manuscript to improve your personal functioning. Your conscious mind is prone to becoming bored when the input is too routine and turns to fantasy or other mental diversions. The conscious mind is also prone to distraction when an object or event with high emotional valence enters the environment being monitored, such as the appearance of a sexy billboard ad while driving down the highway. Think of a submarine periscope poking just above the water and scanning the environment for a target. The lookout peering through and guiding the periscope is the outer ego that processes what is seen using the conscious mind. A skilled meditator whose brain produces primarily gamma activity has a greater focus of attention, is less prone to boredom and is less likely to be distracted. The part of the mind that does the heavy lifting is outside of awareness and not easily accessible. I'll refer to this as the non-conscious mind, which I like to think of as being managed by the inner ego. This part of your mind is very large and includes a wide range of functions. Its functions are characterized primarily by theta and delta wave patterns of activity. It is estimated that it can process 4 billion bits of input per second. By way of a computer analogy, it employs simultaneous, parallel processing. The non-conscious mind handles 99.99% of your mental processing. It receives input from every sensory system that you have, whether tuned to internal or external data. There is even some evidence suggesting that it reads data from the energy fields that surround everything and especially living things. There are those who suggest that the non-conscious mind even has access to collective aspects of humanity's consciousness, aka archetypes. The non-conscious mind operates outside of conscious awareness. This aspect of mind employs what might be called an autopilot control system, which draws on a library of biological programs and learned programs, aka APs, whose foundations are root or core beliefs, or assumptions. These APs help manage default decisions, habitual behavior, emotional reactions, and memories. This aspect of the non-conscious mind makes possible the application of generative processing and uses creative thinking to problem solve, make associations and manage personal expression. It monitors and regulates all of your bodily functions such as heart rate, respiration rate, blood pressure, and so on. It also runs automatic programs to produce habitual motor responses such as walking, riding a bicycle or keyboarding. Some habitual responses include emotional reactions to various stimuli such as disgusting foods or people that remind you of someone with whom you've had negative experiences. This processing power and its output would overwhelm you if all of it were channeled into conscious awareness. In some cases, such as autonomic physiological processes, the path into conscious awareness is turned off but can be opened up through training and practice using certain meditation techniques or through technological methods such as biofeedback. A lot of the output, however, is blocked from conscious awareness by conditioned filters or psychological constructs that censor most of the output but allow certain types of information to pass into conscious awareness. Think of the non-conscious mind as a submarine deep beneath the sea. This submarine is a spy boat that is receiving data being collected and sent to it from many monitors placed over a wide area. Think of the inner ego as the submarine's captain who commands and directs the data being received to various crew members, APs, for analysis and interpretation. Think of the subconscious mind as lying between the conscious mind and the non-conscious mind with a small amount of overlap with each. The subconscious mind is just outside of awareness and more easily accessible than the non-conscious mind. This interface is where communication between the outer ego and inner ego systems can develop. The conscious mind has access to the subconscious when its functions are characterized primarily by alpha wave activity. Thus, the conscious mind has access to the subconscious when daydreaming, spaced out, engaged in a mindless automatic activity, when prayerful, in meditation or under hypnosis. Autosuggestion is a systematic approach to entering the subconscious with the intent of communication with the inner ego. Effective autosuggestion has several requirements. First, one must be motivated to change and be ready to embrace change. If, on some level, one truly doesn't want to change, then autosuggestion will not succeed. Second, one must accept suggestions without analyzing what's being said. This requires that you generate an alpha-dominant brain state to suspend critical thinking. The alpha state is most easily attained by a deep state of physical relaxation. Relaxation is greatly aided by the use of diaphragmatic breathing, see note at end. You should certainly do this during auto-suggestion sessions, but it would be better if you made a conscious effort to breathe this way all the time until it becomes a new AP. Third, you must give your undivided attention to the suggestions being subvocally spoken to yourself or being delivered by means of an audio recording. A state of relaxed but focused awareness, attentive but not willful, is conducive to implanting new APs or modifying existing APs through suggestion. Meditation practice can improve one's ability to enter into a state of relaxed, focused awareness. It is important to know and understand all the components of a new AP before trying to insert it or of an existing dysfunctional AP before trying to modify it. The belief component in a dysfunctional AP is often the source of the problem, but not always. There are reasons to assume that there is a direct connection between your mind and your body. For example, if you consistently perceive your environment as threatening and you are defensive, your body will respond as if under attack. This will put you in a chronic state of stress. Chronic stress diminishes the resources available to your immune system as well as many core organ systems. Eventually, this state of affairs will lead to tissue damage and organ dysfunction or succumbing to opportunistic diseases caused by bacteria or viruses that your body can no longer effectively defend against. Meditation focused on attention to diaphragmatic breathing can help to moderate stress. Recent research done in the medical college at the University of South Carolina has found that diaphragmatic breathing also mediates stimulation of the immune system and has positive impacts on health. Further, Expectations consistently held tend to become core beliefs or root assumptions and unfold through your life experience. This is what is sometimes referred to as a self-fulfilling prophecy. For example, if you expect to fail and come to believe that you are a failure, you will fail. Root or core beliefs are employed by the non-conscious as the basis for establishing APs that implement those beliefs. When they are destructive beliefs, things frequently seem to go against you and leave you puzzled about why you just can't succeed. If you're fortunate enough to have constructive beliefs, you may feel like your successes are due to either exceptional ability or good luck. The longer a belief has been operating at the non-conscious level, the more difficult it is to alter. Auto-suggestion can help you effectively alter dysfunctional APs and especially to establish functional beliefs that you would like to take the place of dysfunctional beliefs in an AP. To be truly effective, suggestions must be acted on because there is a natural feedback loop between what we think and what we do. No matter how often you tell yourself something, it will not become operative if you never act on it and give it validity. Acting on new beliefs is not always easy because resistance from older and long-established beliefs have the power of habit behind them. Auto-suggestion can help you insert new beliefs into the subconscious where they can be taken up by the processing taking place in the non-conscious mind. Acting on these new beliefs will help you to overcome the resistance of habitual thinking and acting. However, you must muster up the will and courage to act on your new beliefs in order for them to become reality. I have provided, at the end of this chapter, a self-induction narrative you can use, as is, or as a template for constructing your own self-induction narrative for auto-suggestion activities. You should add your own suggestions at the end of the induction narrative. You should always state suggestions in positive terms and tie them to the outcome that you wish to achieve. You should always express a suggestion in the present tense so that it implies that the objective of the suggestion has already been accomplished. Write down your suggestions and then analyze them against the above criteria. Focus on one objective at a time. Use several repetitions of each suggestion and varied ways of wording the suggestion. Work with an objective for a minimum of a week or 10 days. If progress is not being made by then, think carefully about your objective and suggestions and whether or not they might be improved upon. Continue to apply the auto-suggestion technique. You can either memorize the induction narrative and suggestions to be spoken subvocally or you can use an audio recording to present the narrative and suggestions. You can also improve your induction process by playing some binaural music in the background that is designed to entrain the electrical activity in your brain with its alpha frequencies. Examples of some contrasting target statements. Don't say, "Cigarettes will damage my health and I must stop smoking." Say, "It feels great to be free of cigarettes and to enjoy subtle tastes and smells." Don't say, "I don't have social anxiety and I will be more socially outgoing." Say, "I am socially confident and enjoy interacting with people." Don't say, "I will pray for the world to find peace." Say, "I treat all living beings with dignity and respect." Don't say, "I will meditate every day." Say, "My daily meditation is mentally and spiritually refreshing." An abbreviation of this approach is the use of handwriting to move your suggestions past the critical outer ego. Handwriting is an AP that already resides outside of conscious awareness. You can use this AP as a backdoor into the subconscious. Simply sit down at a desk, table, or other writing surface with your list of suggestions, a pad and a pencil. Choose a site that is quiet and where you can have a few undisturbed minutes. Take several deep breaths using diaphragmatic breathing and focus on letting your body relax. You might also play binaural music, if you find it useful. With this technique, you could use earphones for the music, since it will be the only audio input. Once relaxed, focus your attention on the writing task before you. Deliberately write out each variation of the target suggestion on your paper, giving the meaning of the suggestion your full attention as you write it. Repeat this several times. Write with the intention of implementing the suggestion in your daily life, and pick one variation of the suggestion to use as a mental focus for the day. Use the suggestion like a silent mantra, during the day when you are not fully occupied. Daily writing can be used to reinforce an audio-based auto-suggestion protocol that you may not be able to implement on a daily basis. You can also piggyback on other motor skills that are established APs. For example, you could use your audio recording of suggestions while jogging or use subvocal or vocal recitation of your suggestions set in cadence with your jogging. The critical idea to keep in mind here is that perceptual motor skills are by their nature APs and provide you with an established avenue into the subconscious. Once the pathway is open, you can pair the AP with the material that you want to input through the subconscious and let association with the AP work as the carrier. Remember that to anchor your suggestions in the subconscious and transform them into APs, you must act on them. The feedback between cognitive intention and live action is critical to building or revising an AP. Self-induction. You can use the following induction for pathway 3, auto-suggestion. Feel free to modify it in any manner that makes it more suitable for you. You can either memorize and recite the induction to yourself or record it and listen to it. Some people find their own voice on a recording distracting. If you're such a person, get a spouse or friend to record the induction for you. If you can afford it, a professional reader is another possibility. Depending on whether you use self-recitation, a self-recording, or have someone else prepare a recording, you may need to edit the induction relative to words such as, you and I, using whichever form sounds the most natural for the delivery method being employed. This also applies to the instruction on a recording to repeat to yourself suggestions as they are being delivered. Even if the recording uses you, it may feel more natural when repeating a suggestion to substitute, I for you. You might find it more natural to drop out the instruction to repeat, if you're using the recitation method for delivery. Whether you recite or listen to the induction, do so in a location that is quiet and where you aren't likely to be disturbed. Sit or lie with your arms and legs uncrossed. If you are sleepy or find that you are prone to falling asleep during the induction, you should sit up straight in a chair rather than leaning back or lying down. Be sure you use diaphragmatic breathing during an induction. There is an example below that you can edit and adapt or use as a model to write your own script. An induction example. Please take several deep relaxing breaths. Hold your head normally and look up with your eyes. Find a spot and focus on it. You may close your eyes whenever you wish, or wait for me to instruct you to do so. Resume breathing at a normal pace, but continue to breathe from your diaphragm. If you need to swallow or adjust your position, do so. This will only increase your relaxation. If you haven't closed your eyes yet, close them. Now relax the muscles in your feet and toes. Just let the muscles go and feel your feet relax. As they relax, warm blood flows easily to the muscles, and the muscles relax even more. Now relax the muscles in your lower legs and knees. Relaxation spreading up through your calves and knees. Just let the muscles go, and feel the warmth of relaxation spreading up your legs. Your feet and lower legs are very limp and relaxed. Now relax the muscles in your thighs. Just let the muscles in your thighs go limp. Feel your legs and feet sag in relaxation. They are so heavy it would take too much effort to move them. Now relax the muscles in your buttocks and stomach. All the muscles just letting go and becoming limp and relaxed. Just let the muscles go and feel your buttocks and stomach relax. You are very limp and relaxed. Now relax the muscles in your chest and back. Feel relaxation spreading through your chest and back. Just let the muscles go and feel the warmth of relaxation spreading. Your chest and back are very limp and relaxed. Now relax the muscles in your hands and fingers. Then feel the relaxation spreading up your arms, and through your elbows and into your shoulders. Just let the muscles go and feel your arms and hands relax. Now relax the muscles in your neck, face, and scalp. All the way up from your neck, over your face and head. Just let the muscles go limp and relaxed. Your jaw sags slightly so that your teeth do not touch. As you breathe, feel a wave of relaxation pulsing through you. All of the tension in your body just draining away. You feel very relaxed and at ease. Your body is quiet and out of mind. I'm now going to count from 1 to 8, and with each number your body will become more relaxed, and your attention will become more focused on the sound of my voice. 1. Calm and relaxed, every muscle completely limp. 2. Your attention is becoming more and more concentrated. 3. Your body feels very rested and at ease. 4. You are fully focused on my voice now, and 5. Any thoughts or noises seem far away and easily ignored. 6. Your subconscious mind is now fully open. 7. Your inner ego has a perfect channel for messages. 8. Into your powerful unconscious mind. Note, substitute an alternate scene if the one below doesn't resonate with you. I want you to imagine yourself as a passenger in a car. Imagine that you are in the front seat of the car, and the car is on an isolated two-lane road that is very straight. It is late at night and very dark. Imagine that all you can see is the road stretching out ahead of the car. The car's headlights cut a tunnel into the darkness ahead. The road disappears into the darkness beyond the light. The ride is quiet, peaceful, and hypnotic. You are settled down into the comfort of the seat. Your breathing is natural and easy. Each time you exhale, your focus on my voice increases. You are watching the road with no thoughts or concerns. Imagine that the illuminated section of road represents your subconscious mind, and your unconscious mind is the darkness into which the road disappears. You are confident, at ease, and enjoying the ride. Your only care is keeping your eyes focused on the road and keeping your ears carefully tuned to my voice. Your hearing is highly concentrated, and you attend to no sound other than my voice. The roadway before you is an open pathway into your powerful, unconscious mind. A place where you can accomplish many things. Almost magically, simply by sending messages into it. Now take another nice deep breath all the way in, and as you exhale, your focus on my voice increases even further. Know that should anything happen that requires your attention, you will be immediately alert and fully aware of the situation. In a moment you will receive some suggestions. After you hear a suggestion, repeat it to yourself once. Each time you hear and repeat a suggestion to yourself, you are planting the suggestions deep in your unconscious mind. Insert your suggestions here. You can return to this very pleasant state anytime you wish. Just breathe deeply and slowly several times, telling yourself to relax your body and open your mind. Relax and open with each breath. Very soon now you will find yourself returning to a normal state of awareness. I'm going to count backward from 5 to 1, and at the count of 1, you'll open your eyes. You will be refreshed, relaxed, and alert. 5. Beginning now. 4. Conscious mind taking over. 3. Normal awareness returning. 2. Take a deep breath and move if you like. 1. Open your eyes. Resources. If you wish to create your own text-to-voice induction recording, with your suggestions already in place, naturalreaders.com is a free site that has a variety of very natural voices that you can use. If you want some alpha frequency music to use before the induction protocol begins or as background during the induction protocol, you can find a number of examples by running a search on youtube.com. You can also find commercially produced recordings at sites like scientificsounds.com or sacredacoustics.com. You can use VoiceOver, in a program available at goldwave.com, to put voice and music into the same recording, if you like. Click here to download sample audio file. Note: diaphragmatic breathing, a deep breathing technique in which you fill the lungs with air from the bottom of the lung up and empty the lungs of air from the bottom of the lung up. In other words, when you inhale, draw air down and into the lowest part of the lungs first, and when you exhale, push air out from the bottom of the lungs. This is simply accomplished by expanding the diaphragm when inhaling and contracting the diaphragm when exhaling. This completely fills your lungs with air and increases your oxygen supply, which is relaxing. One indicator that you are properly engaging in this technique is that your stomach rises and falls with your breath instead of your chest. The latter is an indicator that you are engaged in shallow breathing, which reduces your oxygen supply. Shallow breathers obtain half the oxygen obtained by diaphragmatic breathers. You would do well to practice diaphragmatic breathing until it becomes an APT.